Hey, this is Pam Perry. Those that show up, go up. This is Pam Perry, your PR coach. I just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to preview call to the PR boot camp. I'm telling the PR boot camp is not for wimps. All right, so we're going to leave the questions for the end, but I do want to start out with one scripture. Well, kind of like a scripture, but it's really a, I guess you'd say a word, okay? God works by faith, and you know that I always talk about that. God works by faith. And you've seen that on the video on BrandonSuperstar.com, that faith is very important. But you must believe first, then you'll receive. So maybe you've been waiting on God to make a move, but God is waiting on you to stretch your faith. Make room in your own thinking, and then you'll start experiencing some of His supernatural increase. All right, and that's really the whole purpose of this call, is that I think we got it. We got the Bible. We got the faith, and we understand and that sort of thing. But we've got to make a move, and that's what the PR boot camp is about. That's what this call is about. We're going to have Kim Brooks joining us in the later half of this call, but we're going to have Ed Houston joining us in the first half. But before we get to them, I want to tell everyone to go to Christian Book Buzz online. There's something that I just loaded. If you have never published a book, if you really are clueless about what all of this thing is all about, go to that particular site, read some of the posts there, look at and get a free publishing kit. And that's with my ministry partner over there, Essence Publishing, and they actually will send you a free kit on how to actually publish everything that you need to know, okay, from start to finish. It makes it very easy. It's a done-for-you process. If you need help with writing it, Sophronia Scott, she's a person that will help you write it. If you need other resources and things like that, you can go to New Ministry Marketing Solutions Social Media Services tab there. But Essence Publishing will give you an author's guide, and really it will give you just a little book that will help you succeed in the publishing industry in terms of actually making sure you're doing the right things. So they'll send that to you for free. Just make sure that you mention Pam Perry so you qualify for all of the bonuses there. But Essence Publishing is a Christian book publisher dedicated to furthering the work of Christ through the written word. So if your book is not Christian, that's probably not the place where you should go. But Christian Book Buzz Online, that is the new thing. And, you know, also, too, really quick, and people know I'm a big proponent of information. Information does change the seasons of your life, but to make sure that you always click the buttons, one of the best things to really learn is to be curious, and you can't be curious if you don't click, so you've got to click all the buttons, okay? So that's one of the little clues there. Well, what I'm going to talk about on this call really is making sure that you know the top book marketing strategies for 2010, okay? We have the PR Boot Camp, which starts next Tuesday. You can go to prbootcamponline.eventbrite.com. And for those that register for the first PR Boot Camp, they're going to get 5 ebooks from me on how to really dominate and crush it in social media. And they're going to actually get the 5 MP3s. That really will help them soar to the next level. And that's just for the first class, only for the year. Okay, so they're going to get 5 MP3s on what it takes to really succeed and be a success in book publishing, Christian book publishing, and they're going to get 5 ebooks on how to really dominate in social media, how to crush it, all right? So you can go to prbootcamponline.eventbrite. But what we're going to talk about today is really some of the insider strategies and secrets that I've learned over the last couple of decades into PR marketing. One is, what does it take to really have a good publicity plan, and what makes a book a bestseller? The other thing is the media kit. Okay, I did actually send out the media kit in this particular call with the e-blast so that you can actually have a copy of Kim Brooks's media kit. But the elements of a powerful kit, and explain to that if you're really unfamiliar with some of the tools that I put in that particular media kit that you see there. And the other thing is the process, how to really master media interviews. And then the other thing is just how do you get the attention of the media, the radio, TV, print, and the internet media interviews. And then the other thing I'll be talking about is actually having Ed Houston on. So if Ed does come on, he can hit *6 and enter in, so that way I know Ed is there. He's a PR boot camp grad, and he was no whining. I always say no whining and no wimps allowed. in the PR boot camp, because we really take it by storm and we make sure that you dominate and that you actually make it happen. So one of the first things, though, that I really want to talk about in terms of the steps, and I'm trying to make it so that it's, I'm going to make it 7 steps, so that way, and then I'll give you 3 quick ones. But the first one, the very first one, if you're going to be writing a book this year, is I want to make sure that everyone has a newsletter. Now, it doesn't have to be deep. Don't have to sweat over it. Don't have to fret over it. Make sure that you have a newsletter, okay? And, you know, people look forward to receiving regular newsletters once a month, okay? And make sure that that particular newsletter is something that that people can garner information about you, all right? Because there's so much email going on. People are deleting emails all day long. But if you have a newsletter that has news in it that really people would appreciate and look forward to getting, that is really simple to begin with, but it's a way to really promote what you're going to be doing, okay, with your book. Not selling your book, but just really promoting you, maybe the process of the book that is coming out, maybe some of the content from the book. Maybe you can add some recent blog posts to the newsletter. Maybe if you have questions all the time that you get from people, maybe some of the answers in there. It's a way to really build your list. So one of the first things I want you to always make sure is that whenever you're doing any type of marketing, marketing is really not selling, but it's really providing solutions. That's what I call the company, Ministry Marketing Solutions, providing solutions. Okay, marketing is about providing solutions to a problem that people are willing to exchange time or money for. Okay, so you really want to make sure that you're providing a newsletter that expands your platform, that really talks a little bit more about it. You know, but right now, just get the first issue out to people that you know are interested. How do you find people that are interested? That's what you're doing the social media for. Hopefully you're doing the social media for people on Facebook, people on Twitter, and that sort of thing. And then, you know, have people know that you are going to be doing a regular newsletter. We'll talk more about it. In the PR Bootcamp, I really talk about how to really make that newsletter dynamic by embedding video in there, by embedding audio in there, by actually putting guest posts in your newsletter. Newsletters are very, very good. And one of the best ways, you can use an AWeber link. If you're not familiar with that, you can go to pamperry.aweber.com and you can create the newsletter in that. Or you can use Constant Contact. You can go to ministrymarketingsolutions.constantcontact.com and actually go there as well. But that's a very good way to really do. You don't have to know design work. You just have to write. You just plug and play. The other thing that I want to say that is really getting the buzz going, you know, getting the buzz going with interviews. The only way someone can understand who you are is if you talk. So you want to make sure that you're doing interviews from a third-party source. And the easiest way to do that before your book is out, or even if your book is already out, is to go into Blog Talk Radio or TalkShoe.com, both of those. You can go to TalkShoe.com. That's a format where it's almost like a radio show format, and so is Blog Talk Radio, which is very, very popular. We do the Chocolate Pages Show, which this year we're actually changing the format a little bit. We're making it certain requirements that in order to qualify to be on a Chocolate Pages Show, you have to have so many copies of the book sold. And it's not really to just discount anyone, but like, for instance, this year we had Yolanda Adams. Next week we're going to be having Calvin. Can't think of his name, but he's a Grammy Award-winning contemporary gospel singer. So we're going to be having people like that on. So we're really kind of like bringing that show up. But there are other shows that are great shows that are always looking for experts, and they're not quote unquote have to be famous, so to speak, but they have to be fitting in with the format of that show. So if you go to blogtalkradio.com, you can actually search by the topic that your book is about and find a show. Now, before you pitch that show, just like you would do any radio station or any magazine or any newspaper, before you pitch that show, you study that media. You kind of sit back, you watch them, you listen to them. You maybe comment on the show. You become friends with the show. You start your own, you can start your own Blog Talk show and actually then become a friend with them, because the Blog Talk radio is actually its own interactive community of friends and commenting and back and forth. Everything has its own community. So you want to do that. You want to make sure that you do that before you actually pitch it. And then when you do pitch them, you'll say something very authentic. I've been listening to your show. I'm a fan of your show. I like your show. I have a book that's very similar that would fit with the format of your show. Here's my website. I like to be on your show. Now, obviously, I'm talking about top book marketing strategies for 2010. I didn't even go there with the fact that I know that everybody has a website or a blog. Okay, that's a given. That's a given. If you do not have a blog, I have social media training where I actually show people how to do a blog. And actually, I'm just partnered with a young lady today that is actually going to be doing all the blog training for ministries, ministry blog training. And her name is Nicole. And Nicole will be doing that, and that's going to be on the website soon. But if you do need help with all the other social media training, you can go to newministrymarketing.eventbrite.com. Okay, www.newministrymarketing.eventbrite.com. Because you do need to have the blog or the website. You know, having a Facebook page is cool. Having a MySpace page is cool. But you can't do commerce on those sites. Okay, Facebook would shut you down if you're trying to take some of those things on there, all right, because Facebook does really look down on that. So you can drive people to another type of blog, a WordPress blog, and that's what Nicole is actually going to be doing. She's going to be doing some Facebook, setting up your actual Facebook and putting it together. More than just like doing your WordPress for you, she's actually going to be training you so that you can update it yourself. But it's very easy to do. So I didn't start with, okay, you need to have a blog, you need to have a WordPress blog. You know, if nothing else, have a Blogger blog right now, but you do need to have a WordPress blog so you can have e-commerce on it. And you need to grab a hold of a list. You need to have a list in order to market to people that are interested in you. And that's why I said go to pamperry.aweber.com, because at that point you know how to do, put the list in on your thing so that you can then send them like a free report. Which I also want to say that those that actually do sign up also get another bonus that I thought this is probably the thing that really started it for me. I have a little ebook called 199 Tech Tools. Okay, 199 Tech Tools, and most of these are free. But these are all the things that you need. There's so much going on in the internet, but I needed something concise. And so this book I will send to people. It's 199 tools on really how everything that you need in order to do anything that you need to do on the internet. And for those that sign up, they'll get that actual tool. It is a great tool. It almost is like a dictionary in a way, but it's half dictionary and it's actual live links. And it actually shows you how to do everything that you need to do, whether you're going to need a PDF converter or whether you need the YouSendIt file, all the things that no one really tells you. Because sometimes when you're doing social media or you're doing something on the net, you come to a point where it's like, oh, how do I reduce my JPEG? I can't upload it because it says I need to reduce it. So how do I reduce it? So then we go to a particular tool that reduces it for you for free. Those are the techie things that if you're not a techie, there is no way you're going to know unless you're doing a whole lot of reading. And so one of the things about having a PR coach is it saves you time. They give you resources. They evaluate your plans. They help you develop and refine your ideas. They give you a wealth of information and contacts, and they keep you accountable. That's what a coach does. And that's why I would say the PR boot camp is not for wimps, it's not for whining. Okay, and one of the things to be a success in anything, but especially for book publishing because it's no joke, is to quit being overwhelmed. Quit being overwhelmed. You are not going to be overwhelmed. If you're not making $1 million, you're not going to be overwhelmed. You need to figure out how to organize it or get a coach that will help you stay on track. I don't want anyone to feel like they're confused or overwhelmed. You know, it's like the old folks say, that's from the devil. So we don't want it. We don't want that. That you are a child of God, and you can handle this. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. All right, so one of the things is that you need to have a plan. You need to refine your ideas. You need to have someone else look at your ideas. You need to build a list. You need to build that list by going to pamperry.aweber.com. It gives you autoresponders as well. It's something I will show you in the social media training. And if you sign up with that and the PR Boot Camp, you actually get a discount with that. But for those that sign up, actually for the PR Bootcamp for the first one of the year, I'm going to go over the extra because I want people to really crush it with the social media. It's time where people learn that they can be the media, but they have to learn how to harness this information. Okay, so that was just all number two. That's about doing interviews and actually getting on Blog Talk Radio shows. The thing that I didn't say about the Blog Talk Radio shows, one, it does help you actually be a better interviewer, but two, that they stay there forever. It's a podcast, meaning that people can download that on iTunes. That means that you could share that link in your newsletter. That is there forever. It Googles really high. It's a good thing to do. I have two shows. I have the blogtalkradio.com, Ministry Marketing Solutions, which is really a business show, and then I have the Chocolate Pages show, blogtalkradio.com/chocolatepages. And so that particular one, we've had Reverend Ron on, we have Damon Wilson on, we have Bonnie St. John on, Andre Hosman on, you know, so there's different shows that have been A-listers, I guess you would say, that have been on that show, and that's been on the Chocolate Pages show. And you can listen to the shows on Blog Talk Radio show, you can listen to it on my blog, Ministry Marketing Solutions blog.com. You can listen to those shows at ChocolatePagesNetwork.com. Those shows are very viral. All right. You can also hear them on All My Names because those widgets are there in SisterFaith.com and Bookmarketing.com. They're there. They're everywhere. The other thing that is very important in order to really win in 2010, one, I said get a coach. In order to win, you need a coach. So that's one of the key things that you want to do. But the other thing is to sell yourself a testimonial. Okay? You want to make someone else do the talking for you. I always say that every Chocolate Pages show, just about every single show, because you heard it last week with Yolanda Adams on the show, it's not so much what you say about your book, it's what other people say about your book. Okay? So you want to make sure that you are garnering everywhere you go. If you're going to be giving out your book, you want to make sure that you say, you know, can you do me a favor? Can you make sure that you go on Amazon.com and post a review? The more you do that, the more traffic or the more organic you will have for your book. Okay? Every comment matters. Okay? Don't have them just do the review and then actually put it on your blog, but put it on Amazon.com because that's where people are going to make a decision to buy your book. How about that? So you want to make sure that whenever you email someone, when they comment on the book and they say, when someone emails you and say, oh, I really love your book, and then say, okay, that's great. Can you write a review? Can you actually put that online somewhere for me, not just an email to me? And so testimonials really, really help in terms of what you're going to be doing with your book because it's really about your book changing lives. And if you don't have that information there, it's like people don't really believe you. And so you want to make sure that you are always, and that's even before the book is done. You will see in Kim Brooks' press kit that if you downloaded that, you will see that in her press kit she had great endorsements from some of the people in her same genre. She had Rebecca Olsay-Volvo. She had Ed Gray. She had Kendra Bellamy, I believe. I think Jacqueline Thomas was one. So she had endorsements. Those are kind of like the lead people that went out before her. If Ed Houston is here, if he could hit *6 and enter in so that I can hear Ed, and then Kim will come on in about 10 minutes or so. But if Ed can enter in and hit *6, because I have it on presentation mode, because sometimes people do not mute their phone, so I had to keep it muted in order to have a good, clean call. So if Ed is in, Ed Houston, hit *6 and enter in. Only Ed, though, okay, because, you know, we'll open the line up for questions towards the end. But if Ed can unmute yourself by hitting the *6 and enter in, that will be good. And so whenever you're in, just come in and say, hey. All right. The other thing that's really powerful for 2010 is video marketing. Video marketing, online video marketing. You want to make sure that you are using that. Yes, you can become a YouTube superstar. But you want to make sure that, if nothing else, that you do set up a YouTube account, even if you don't have videos that you're going to upload. Because at a certain time, when you go through the PR Bootcamp, I can show you how to actually do your own videos, even if you don't have a camera. As long as you have photos, we can put that together. We can do some Windows Movies maker videos and things like that. If you could, I could show you how to do a podcast and then do it with some words. But we're a visual society, so it's really it's the thing that, that whatever you want to say, people would rather look at it really than read it, even though we're authors. You know, we think everybody wants to read. But a lot of times, they just really want to see a video. And we're not going to make the videos any more than 3 minutes long, because if you make it longer than that, people's attention span goes away. But the majority of people that are going on the Internet are going on to YouTube, okay? And they're spending an average of about 2 hours, 2.5 hours per day on YouTube. And, you know, YouTube, the longest a video can be is about 10 minutes. So you think about it, they're spending 2 hours a day. They're watching a lot of video. But the video is not just a video, oh, yeah, this is pretty, this is my book, but it has to be a marketing vehicle. You could use a flip camera. You can even use a regular camera, long as it has a digital component to it, you know, a movie component to it, and most digital cameras do. Or you can use something like Camtasia or Jing that actually helps you show something on the screen. Okay, so I could in the PR boot camp we go over those type of things. Video marketing is probably going to be the hottest thing that I want people to make sure that you're doing. Now, if the same thing is hot, is good, you know, there's about 30 or 40 different ones. I did something on the Ministry Marketing Solutions blog.com about some of the video marketing things. That Teresa Croft is really good at that. This is my strategic partner there, Teresa Croft, Ministry Marketing Strategies. Is her company, but you can do a lot with video. But if you do bad video, it's going to work against you. It'll work against you. So you want to make sure that it is good, because if it's bad, they won't come back. They will not come back. So you want to make sure that you are using good video. Okay, so that was number four. I'm going to recap really quick. The first thing is creating a newsletter. The other thing is getting on Blog Talk Radio shows, finding those partners there, making sure that you're doing that. Getting endorsements, key endorsements is number three. Four, online video marketing. All right, that's number four. And number five, I could probably give somebody $100 if they figure out what number five is, but this kind of like what we're doing right now is doing teleseminars. And it's not really hard to do, but I do know that when you do a teleseminar that you have got to make it interesting and have content. All right, and it's, and one of the things about the teleseminar is that you have to market it properly and make sure that it is on a regular basis if you're going to do a teleseminar, or you can have someone host a teleseminar for you if you feel really uneasy about doing it all by yourself. You can have someone, and we do that with their social media programs, is that we actually host author teleseminars. And really it's just where for people, your listeners and your readers, to feel comfortable with you, knowing who you are. You can make it Q&A. You can take questions from people on the teleseminar. It doesn't have to be on the screen. It can be just on the phone. That's fine. But the main thing is that you are giving content away. All right? People want to know, an author, the word, in the word authority is the word author. Authors have to be an authority. If they're an authority, then they can actually do a teleseminar. Okay, if you are not comfortable or about talking about your book, it's going to really be hard for you to market, because it's getting more and more. People are less likely just to read. They want to hear you. They want to see you. And then finally, they do probably want to touch and feel you, so that's where you go with the speaking. I did a blog post the other day about how to really get paid for speaking engagements. That's on MinistryMarketingSolutionsBlog.com. Read that on how to get paid for speaking engagements. Okay, so that's number five, teleseminars. What I use is actually freeconference.com. I love that one. It's not actually free. I actually pay for it to have it recorded, and I actually pay for the desktop share. You know, it starts free, and then, of course, by the time you add stuff to it, it's about $20, $30 a month. But it's fine, because it's something that you're going to be using on a regular basis, so you want to make sure that you do that. And then the other thing that you want to do is you want to create products out of your book. And when I say create products, that's one of the top marketing strategies I want everyone to just get a grasp of in 2010. Please get a grasp of this. That you do have the book, and that's one content, but you can repurpose it into other things that actually will help you fund your dream. okay? Whether you are going to have that one book and you create it and make some articles out of that book and put those articles on article directories, you know, like I'm on ezine.com. If you see on my website there, miniaturemarketingsolutionsblog.com, you'll see where I'm an ezine articles expert. So you can take your book and make articles and put those articles on ezine.com, ezinearticles.com. You can make audios out of your book. You can read it. Great one that I just love is SenseCast.com. SenseCast.com is really cool. I sent, if you're on my Pam Perry fan page, you know that I put some SenseCast out there. And basically it's like leaving a voicemail message out on the internet. It's really cool. So you can make audios of that, or you can take that MP3 and make it a CD as well. The other thing you can do is make sure that you do an ebook. Okay, with your book, you can really easily make it an ebook. If your book is already a book, it is an ebook before it's printed, okay, because it's in electronic format. If you don't even have a book and you say, I just like to do an ebook, you can go to ebook2eriches.com. That's ebook, the number 2, eriches.com. And that gives you a ebook on how to do an ebook. Just so that you know, because I have a lot of people on my list that are very newbies, just know that when you go and get an ebook, it's not going to come in the mail. It is a digital product. It's electronic. I get, and you will be surprised, some of the calls or some of the emails I get, it says, I didn't get my ebook in the mail. It's like it's an ebook. Duh, it's going to come electronically. You click the link and you download it. Okay. You want to actually maybe do an e-zine or a newsletter electronically. When I said the first thing that you want to create a newsletter, electronic newsletter, sometimes they call them e-zines, okay? You want to make sure that you're doing that. You can create special reports, okay? That's something really easy to do. Special report, one sheet, two sheets, or something like that, not necessarily ebook, which is 10 or 12, 13 pages. You can actually do some videos. If you create a YouTube, you can actually make some DVDs out of that particular thing. If you're actually using a WAV file or M4 or something like that, and you could transfer it and burn it and make it a DVD. You can actually do some workbooks. A lot of books that a lot of the Christians have, they can make them into workbooks as well. And you can actually give the workbook out for free if they buy the book, which is a pretty cool thing to do, because if people are going to invest in the book, then you want to maybe give them a workbook along with them. So a lot of times people will not buy the workbook by itself if it's an option, but you can offer that as a bonus, and then people will buy the book. Speaking of workbook, is Ed Houston on the line? *6 if you're in, Ed, because Kim will be coming on the next few, and then we won't be able to have you on as well. So it'll only be the Kim Book Show. And then the last thing, number 7, and this is probably the most complicated in terms of one of the strategies for 2010, is actually the autoresponder sequencing. Okay, once you do have the AWeber, pamperry.aweber.com, you want to do the autoresponder sequencing. And that really is, from the standpoint, as much as I can explain it without getting too technical, because I hate when people are technical with me, is that if someone does decide to come onto your list, and they come on your list, say, in January, and you have planned out a series of maybe good 12 emails that you'd like them to get to know you a little bit better. So with mine, so for instance, if someone goes to ministrymarketingsolutionsblog.com or even ministrymarketingsolutions.com, they actually would sign up to the list and they get a free MP3 and they get a free ebook. Now, I've then set up to get 12 emails from me that explains to them how to really publish a book. I mean, the simplest things, 12 simple things on how to publish a book. If they are already interested in, if they already have a book, there's also some information in there about our programs, prbootcamponline.eventbrite.com, and then the eJunkie store, which, again, has all the products. If you've already published your book, there's products in there that help you how to promote the book. So, but you set that up so that the messages are sent to them over a period of time. And you can have the sequence where they go every 4 days, they go every week, they go every 2 weeks, whatever. You can set it up however you want. But it's something where people can take action on, or it gives them something to better themselves in terms of why they signed up with the list. If they downloaded my MP3, What Every Christian Author Should Know, and then I take them through how they need to know a little bit more. All right. But the main thing is that you're always recommending that they purchase your book for sale, or that you're recommending something, you know, for them to take action on. But the main thing in the autoresponder is that you give away something, you know, and that's where I said come into the products, you know, whether you're giving them a short report or a tip sheet or a checklist or something, some kind of thing, and make sure on every autoresponder, on every article, on every product, everything that you create, that everything has your website on it, your contact information, or you're asking them to do something. Okay, obviously in this case you're asking them to buy the book. Okay, so if you do give away something free, that's cool, you give away something for free, but then at the same time you also want them to participate in getting more from you, because the rationale is if they get that much for free, then just think what would happen if they actually exchange some cash for this, okay? Because that's really the whole thing. You can get a lot for free, but not everything for free, okay? So you can get a lot for free, but not everything. So really the autoresponder just shows them that, yes, I am an expert. I do know what I'm talking about. Here's some free information. I want to share this with you. And then also, too, by the way, there's more to come from that. There's more of this in my book. And that's really what you want to say. And if you have a novel or something like that, we could be real creative with you in the PR boot camp. Every author is not a cookie cutter. I don't treat every author the same. I sit with every author. Every author has its own strategy, has their own audience, has a different way that they enjoy. Some authors love doing video. Some love doing audio. Some love to write more. Some don't want to write at all. I mean, you know, like when I say like write when they don't like the blog, they just like to do the book and that's it. So for each author, you just have to see that I work with. I actually have a different strategy for each one, depending on their personality, which is one of the reasons why before I actually get started with anyone, I send them a 31 pages. Ooh, that would be hard. They would fall out for real. a 31 question marketing IQ test. And these questions really help me locate them of what their personality is and what their bend is, where they are in terms of their social media and what kind of things have been done. So I send them a 31 questionnaire, and then I also have them fill out an author questionnaire to let me know background of what's been going on with them, where they have the most challenges. Because, again, Ministry Marketing Solutions is about providing solutions. And so if I see someone, and instantly I kind of, from doing those questionnaires, I can instantly tell what we need to do. Instantly, and we put together a strategy and plan, and then we go out and attack. We go out and crush it, because that's really the main thing that I'm really good at, is that really seeing what the problems are, how to really overcome that problem for that author, and then they actually then go on and do it themselves, because it's really the PR boot camp really helps empower the authors to win in 2010, and that's what the boot camp is about. And that's why I always tell people, I said, you know what, you want to make sure that you're doing the right things and that you're getting the right information from the right person, okay? And the only way you can do that is by actually listening to things like this, the teleseminar, to see if I'm the right person, because I am tough. I mean, I make sure that everything that you do in the PR boot camp that I know that will make you a success, because if you sign up, it means you want to be a success. So it doesn't do me any joy to have someone who signs up for the boot camp and they're not going to be a success. So you're going to partner with you to make sure that you are a success. If Kim Brooks is in, she can hit *6 and enter in so that I can actually hear her come in. Okay. Hey, Kim or Ed? Hi. All right, Kim Brooks or
hey,
Ed Houston? Hey.
This is Ed.
Hey. How are you? Can everyone else unmute themselves so that I can hear Ed? How are you, Ed?
I'm doing good, Pam.
Good, good. Were you here the whole time and I just had to hit...
Yeah, I was here the whole time. It just was organization muted it. So.
Oh, okay. All right, because I hear some other background noise. If I can have the other callers unmute themselves, it's etiquette on teleseminars. Please hit *6 to unmute yourself. Not you, Ed. Thank you. All right. Okay, Ed. All right. *6, everyone else other than Ed. Okay. All right, go on and tell us a little bit about your book and how you actually came into... Okay, I'm going to have to background everyone out. And Ed, star six yourself in to see if that works, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Ed, can you come in, star six?
Can you hear me?
Yes, that's very good. Okay, and everybody else is out. One of the things that I would like everyone to do is when you're participating on teleseminars, and I've said this before, etiquette-wise, if you know you're going to be in a car or you're going to be in a place where there's a lot of noise, please mute yourself. And how you mute yourself is you hit star six. Because we do send out the replay, and we do send out the phone number for the replay. So it's very rude for someone to listen to a call when you hear a lot of background noise, okay? And I'm just trying to take you to the new level in 2010. I'm not going to keep explaining how to work on teleseminars, that we should get that, okay? And we'll move on into other things. We're doing major things, okay? So we've got to learn how to really work with this technology. And that's one of the things I'm going to push you and push you, because you're going to win in 2010, but you're only going to win if you learn to get your head in the game and learn how to manage technology and learn the etiquette of the technology. Okay? All right. Okay, how are you, Ed?
I'm here. She's got stuff on the cap, too.
I know. So tell us about how it is working with me. Am I that hard? Is it painful, or what's going on?
It's a loving pain, you know, because you need that in order to get to where you got to get, you know. And, you know, just a little bit, you know, I basically came out of the corporate world, and really through the height of my career, I end up giving my life to God and really found myself single and wrote this book called Single and Living Free, which really comes out of the testimony of my life, which picks one thing of creating goals and journaling from a biblical perspective. Those two together actually created a change in my life that gave me a whole new perspective on looking at single and living and living from a godly perspective. And so I had this book, and then I found myself actually leaving the corporate world after 22 years and moving forward in it, because I believe God was giving me a voice to go forward, and I didn't know what to do, didn't have a clue. Mm-hmm. And so I thought since I had my business background that I could just start plowing away through it. And I went ahead and hired a publicist, thinking that was the right thing to do on this before I came in contact with you, Pam. And it turned out to be an interesting experience. It was one, it was like, okay, this was very costly. But it wasn't someone that specialized in what my genre was, and exactly what I was trying to do, and it was a lot of just me giving a check, and like, okay, I don't know what all this means. But then I ran across you and your boot camp, and it changed my whole. It was like from day to light, you know. It's like, okay, I was in the dark, and then you turned on the light when I went to this boot camp, and I'm like, holy smokes, I wish I would have had this call prior to me even working in my manuscript stage, because there were so many steps and so many things that you plan on at that, you know, at that beginning stage. But the very key thing I learned immediately from you is that you had a caring heart, you believed in God, and you cared about the authors that you took under your wing. And if they're serious about what they want to do, this was the first step in starting the boot camp process.
Now, one of the things, so I want people to go to your video page on YouTube, because I think you had one video when we started.
Right.
Ed, I'm not sure. But they can go to edhouston.com, correct?
Right.
Okay, and they can actually see the video there. Is that the one where you were on the Harvard Show? And it has the intro?
Yeah, they can go to edhouston.com. You can, and there's one that you can click on my blog. Actually, if you click on my blog, go to edhouston.com, click on the blog. If you go to blog there on the menu, there's an Ed in Action. And it's a collage of videos and things that I've done that I put together there.
Mm-hmm. And that Ed in Action really talks about you traveling and just living, you know, single and living free.
Right.
And it really, I mean, it captures everything. And then you were on the Harvard Show as well. But one of the things that, if you could give people like a quick thing of what you really got the most out of the boot camp. I know that, you know, we work together too, one-on-one as well. But one of the things that I think you got the most, and I could tell you what some of the things that I know that you're doing right that I'm most proud of just say as you being a graduate, but you go on and say one of the things that you think people would get the most out of, or what you got the most out of the boot camp.
You know, the biggest thing that I got out of it is what direction do I go?
Mm-hmm.
Where do I go? Because you got to think about it. There's 125,000, 250,000 titles out there on the market.
Mm-hmm. And there's 1,001 ways to market your book, according to John Kramer.
and there's all kinds of things. So imagine going to any stadium in any metro city that you guys are in that listen on the call. Imagine going to your stadium and standing up with a sign and saying and just yelling out your book title. Mm-hmm. There's no way anyone's going to hear you in a stadium that you got your one title.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what that did for me, first of all, is get clarity on who you're trying to talk to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because even though you have a book and you're excited about it, everyone doesn't want to hear about it. But there are people that I believe that God's destined for you to speak to. So first of all, what it did for me is, like, bring everything into clarity. What is it that you're trying to do with this book?
Mm-hmm. That is good. That is true. And that's one of the first things I really do in the boot camp is I harp on who is your target market? Who are you talking to? Who's going to be interested? Who would care? Who is the key person that will be the evangelist once they got your book that will tell other people about the book? Now, whoever that evangelist is, they can tell their sphere of influence.
Okay.
And then you're going into a second tier of a target market, but you got to know who that main target market is, because those will be the people that will be your evangelist. There's a book that I always recommend people get is Pyro Marketing. It talks about how Rick Warren made his book a bestseller, The Purpose Driven Life. And so if you really want to know how a book became a bestseller, Pyro Marketing, that's the book. It's by Greg Strelitzer. I can't pronounce his name, but he was on the Chocolate Pages show a while back. But one of the things that I want to say that I'm most proud of that you got, that I'm just really happy that you got it, and I would love all my Christian authors to really get this, is that I share my contacts, and I'm very good about connecting the right people together. But when you connected with Kim Brooks, and then there were some other people I think you met online. I think you met them all online, actually. Is that you all started a Christian single?
It's called the Single Online Seminars.
Single Online
Seminars.com.
Yes. That, when I saw that, I was just so, it just took off. I was like, this is it. You get it.
Right.
Because for each one of you all individually, you all have this thing in common. You're all single, and you talk about that market of people. 50% of the people are single. Either 50% of the people are single, or they're going to be married, and 50%, whatever it is.
Right.
You know, that's the market, and so it's you and it's some other folks. How many other people are involved in that?
Well, we have five, and then I got a couple more I've just been meeting, because the fact that we have the website, so people, I make a note that they can come and subscribe if they're a voice that speaks into the lives of singles. And so
mm-hmm.
that's the whole platform, to have men and women that are singles that speak into the lives of singles on one platform.
Mm-hmm. And that is perfect, because then that builds you individually and then collectively, because you're all Christians as well.
Exactly. That's synergy. And we did our second call, and we're going to be doing the third one coming up in February, which is to promote Valentine's. So that's really a critical day for singles. And so
mm-hmm.
we're going to have something juicy for that one. And so we're excited about that, because that would lend itself, from I learned out of the boot camp, again, is, as you said, partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
Partnerships,
it is.
Connecting with people that like-minded genders and like-minded authors, because you're on an island by yourself trying to do it. But when you bring power together, is what God describes, is you're not doing things by yourself, but together serving one another. And
mm-hmm.
together we do that, and we create joint book specials together, and that's what's been working.
That is cool, because it's the platform, and it's almost like you said, you know, you've got 1,000 people in the stadium, and you could scream and say, hey, I've got a book, or five of you all can do it together and say, hey, you know, look at this, is if you're a single, because I'm like this, if I love a particular topic, I'm going to buy one book, but I'll buy a lot of different books on the topic. So you're not competition. You
right.
are cooperating. So we call it co-opetition.
Right. Yeah.
Where you're actually working together. It's a partnership, because now you're all getting found in Google together, because it's more organic, it's more lively, more people are together. And
right.
so the website, again, is
SingleOnlineSeminars.com.
SingleOnlineSeminars.com. Okay, SingleOnlineSeminars.com. And that blog is together, and you've done videos, and you just really just plugged in and put in a lot of the information. Is Kim Brooks on the line? Kim, if you hit *6, you can enter in.
Hi, I hit star six. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Great.
Okay, yep, I've been on the line. I've been on the line.
Okay, all right. I love this. Your ears are burning. Well,
no,
welcome,
no.
Kim Brooks. I'm Kim Brooks. I got
How
so many
doing?
People say, well, what time is Kim going to be on? What time is it? I want to say I'm on Facebook right now. And I'm gonna
okay.
I'm going to put this out here real quick, okay, because we're really about business. 2010 is the year we cash in, and 2000 years is the year we win. As your PR coach, okay, and I'm your PR boot camp coach, I'm going to tell people I love you all, but quit sending me guardian angels, all right?
Mm.
Quit sending me all these little things like that. Just send me a Facebook note. All right, don't take the time. Don't waste the time sending all these little things here.
Are you talking about somebody hit you with a pillow today?
No pillows, please. Okay, we have no time. Unless you're a millionaire, you have nothing to do all day but to hit people with pillows and back and forth. All right, take all this stuff down. I'm not calling about anything. I'm just going to just delete it right here because I'm about business, okay? And I don't get on Facebook to play, and I don't want you to get on Facebook to play. I mean, yes, you socialize, but, you know, some of the have something in mind. Have a plan in mind. Okay, let people know what your platform is. If you're going to go on Kim or Ed, you're going to go on Facebook, you can maybe leave them a link. You know, hey, you know, I see that you're single, whatever, because you can see their status. You know, check out this website. It's singleonlineseminars.com. Okay, and then let them see there. And then there's some information that you're giving them that's going to enrich their lives. The pillow fighting and all this stuff, Mafia Wars, that does not do anything for anybody. Okay? Maybe if you were 12, 13 years old, you have nothing to do. But I want us, I mean us, especially African-American Christians, to get into position to cash in. It is time out for people to be broke, busted, and disgusted and to learn how to leverage the tools that God has given them and quit playing, quit having to be entertained like you're 10, 12, 13 years old. You know, learn how to really crush it. I want everyone to get that book, Crush It. It'll give you a whole new revelation. I don't know if Kim or Ed, if you all got that book, but I'm telling you, it's time out. If this gentleman, Gary Vaynerchuk, can sell wine with Wine Library TV, how much more should we be able to be selling, quote-unquote, the gospel, marketing the gospel,
Amen.
Branding Jesus, all right?
Yes.
So that's what we need to be doing, and quit this pillow fighting on Facebook. If you send me a Facebook, I probably just delete it, and you're like, well, she's deleted it, you know, no problem. People, if you're there on Facebook, I'm Facebook.com, Pam Perry, fan page. Okay, that's it right there. And I see Felicia is here, Felicia Ellis. She says, I will be there and be listening. So that's cool. You can leave comments like you want to call. Venus says she's there. That's cool. That's interaction. The other stuff, no, okay. All right, I'm nice. How are you, Kim?
Good. How are you, Pam?
Good,
Mama Pam, getting on us. I receive it.
I know. Just trying to coach him. Trying to coach him.
Yes, definitely. We need it.
Giants. You know, that's one of my favorite videos, Ed. I think I saw the first time I saw that video was Facing Giants on Ed's website, edhouston.com. But thank you, Ed, for joining us. Now, Kim, now tell us real quick your little testimony and story, because I know we got about 10 minutes left here. But about He's Fine.
Okay.
Is he saved and all of
He's
that?
He's fine, but is he saved? I'll try to do the short version.
Okay.
I first met you through, I saw in the newspaper, local newspaper, about your writing group, and, you know, that's my passion for writing, so I'm like, let me go join this group. So that's how I initially met you through there, and you were one of the instrumental people that convinced me to self-publish my first book, He's Fine, but is he saved?
Well, before that,
Before that,
you actually published some articles, didn't you?
Yes, you actually played some articles. Well, you know, as anyone who knows Pam, she's all about, okay, you're a writer, write something for me and bring it to me next week. So I did that. and you put it in the Michigan front page with a big, huge picture, and I'm like, praise the Lord, you know. And for me, that let me know more than anything that here is someone that, like you said, is about business, but is also about helping make people's dreams come true when it comes to writers. You truly have a passion for authors, and I could see that even from that first interaction. So that started, you know, me continually going to the meetings, and then, like you said, self-published the first book, and you were my publicist initially. Then after that, within 2 years, you, along with your services, helped me sell well over 12,000 copies or get them in the hands of people in less than 2 years. So that's truly a testament of the Lord, and also your diligence and your training and teaching and directing, because you were truly a coach. Like you said, you let me in on some of your contacts, and I was able to connect with people, and you said, go here and go there and go here and go there and do this and do that. And this is all while I'm working a
right.
full-time job.
Right.
And I'm going doing career days. So it took a lot of time, a lot of diligence, but with your coaching, if you will, it definitely it got the attention of publishers that started emailing me about signing on with them, and I signed on with Kamani Press, which is an imprint of Harlequin. And as soon as I signed on with them, within the next month, it became a Black Expressions bestseller.
Yes.
And so God is good, and since then it's just been opening doors for me to minister, because I'm a minister first, then an author. And so it's been opening doors for that. So I know it's truly a testament to your coaching and your expertise that you freely share. I mean, you do not hold anything back. Once you see someone's willing to work,
right.
you're like, okay, here, do this, do that. I'm like, okay, Jesus, you know, praying, calling on the name. But but I just thank you, even now with technology, it's like you even, like, soon as you heard a little inkling about that, I'm just about to learn everything I need to know about technology, and now that you know it, now you're just pouring it into your office. So I just appreciate that. And I want to thank you.
Yep, that was it. But one of the main things, too, is that the average author, just so you know, it's about a quarter of a million new books that come out every year, and the average author sells about 200 books.
Wow. Wow. And I didn't even know that. All I knew that I kept having to print books. I'm like, Lord, I got to feel this demand. I got to get some more money to print some more books. But God is just good. I didn't know that. But now, since then, I have two other books. Now I kind of see, like, oh, okay. That was just God spoiling me the first time. But he's faithful, though. He's faithful. But, I definitely see that now. And it's interesting. It's definitely, you have to promote it. You can't just say, I'm writing a book. I hear it all the time, even from people that come to me. I'm writing a book, and I'm going to sell 1 million copies. And I'm like, okay. I mean, praise the Lord. That's good to have big thinking, but you have to have a plan along with that thinking. And a lot of times the first thing is they don't think about how they're going to promote the book, who the market is, how they're going to get in front of the market. And that's where you come along and kind of can guide us and lead us along that path. So thank God for you, because that's truly your calling.
And one of the things that I work working with you and Ed, because both of you are now doing the seminar together, but I find that if we work together, if we support each other, and that's why the internet is the networking. It's like it's a web, and so you're weaving that web together. Is that that is really the main thing that God always put in me, is that we could do so much more together. I guess maybe I'm a child of the 60s or something, and I grew up with that whole era of community organizing, so to speak. But that's really the main thing. But if people can really leverage, I mean, I'm talking really simple, guys, in terms of some of the things in the internet. It's like if you can retweet someone's tweet, if you can comment a nice thing on their comment on the Facebook, or if you can leave a comment on their blog, or if you can forward an email. I'm talking simple things. How much more you can really get that whole thing of really people, not just you all by yourself running into this dark cave alone, but now you've got a team of people that are working with you, and that voice is really happening. Like I just saw just now, Deb Jenkins just talked, she left something on the Facebook page here. You know, and she, again, she's an author as well. But three quick tips, just I want to get that in, Kim, before 5 o'clock and we've got to go, is that really to get more traffic and visibility, and especially for your blog, because I always tell people it starts with the blog. The blog is really your home. The website used to be the thing. That's old school now. You know, there's so many things I tell people it's old school now. You need to have a blog. But import your blog into your social sites, okay? Make sure that you put it onto as part of Facebook. Put it in your notes section. Put it in your network blog. Make sure you do that. Tweet your posts, okay? If you don't have Twitter, you definitely got to get Twitter. But that way you can tweet your post of your blog post. You can put the links of the blog post into the Twitter, okay? The other thing is invite guest writers. Again, that's the synergy energy thing. So Ed mm-hmm. has a blog, and Kim, you could guest post on Ed's blog, and then Ed, you can guest post in Kim's blog. And then you all can be guest columnists in each other's newsletters. You know, all of you all can do that with each other, whether it's, is it Darylin, I believe, or can't think of her name, the other young lady, Geraldine.
Darylin. Yep, you're
she,
right.
Yep, she could do that and guess, you know, but that whole thing, those, because you're then tapping into other audiences, and it gives you the whole thing where you're actually working together and you're getting more, you know, you're getting easy ways to leverage the social media by using each other's keywords and audiences mm-hmm. back and forth, and you know, if they were to Google Ed Houston and they find you on your blog, then that's cool. Then they're on your blog, but they were Googling Ed. You know what I'm saying? So those mm-hmm. are just three simple strategies for 2010 to really crush it. I gave you 7 + 3, so that was actually 10 for 2010. How about that?
If I could add one thing, I just want to let everyone listening to know not to underestimate the power of being viral online.
Mm-hmm.
When Pam says things like, get a newsletter, start sending it out, even if you have just 50 people, because I just wanted to say that I would say over 90% of my speaking engagements or ministry opportunities out of state, because I'm from Detroit, so all of them out of state, 90% have been people finding me online.
Mm-hmm.
Because people would forward the newsletters, or they would see an e-blast, or they would, so do not underestimate. I mean, sometimes it can seem like it's just tedious. Oh, I got to comment on this blog. I got to do this. I got to do this newsletter. But if it's good content, people are going to forward it because they want their sister girl to read it. They want mm-hmm. somebody else to be blessed. And then next thing you know, they're out buying books. They want you to come to their church. So do not underestimate the power of being viral online.
That is it. That is it. A matter of fact, Ty Adams, she did an e-blast when her book came out years ago, and
mm-hmm.
she ended up on, they found out about her on 700 Club, TBN.
Yep.
And TBN is going
mm-hmm.
on.
She was on Praise the Lord.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. From an e-blast.
From an e-blast, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are some of the things for the PR boot camp. I mean, I just wanted people to really hear that there are live, breathing people that survived the boot camp.
Yes.
And they're not like mad at me, and they're not running. I mean,
no.
I am tough on people, but I do want to make sure that there's just, I mean, it could be one conference that I say, you know, Ed,
mm-hmm.
you need to go to this conference, and Ed will get in the plane, go to New York, or say, Kim, you need
mm-hmm.
to go to Philly, get in the plane, because
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason, I know that whatever you need, I know that you need that conference, or you need to make those connections. I have a lot of connections, but I can't make all the connections for you.
Right.
Because you have to show up in order to go up, and so Ed went to New York when you went to the Author 101. Ed, are you still there? Ed's gone. Well, when you went to the Author 101 in New
York. I saw I was on speaker there.
Oh, okay. When you went to Author 101, was that not like a, tell us about the conference there.
Oh, you met the Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Yes.
Mark Victor Hansen. You know,
mm-hmm. We're on Facebook with them. Yep.
And shake hands with them, hear firsthand what they're talking about, what's kind of going on currently in the market. And
mm-hmm.
so you get those insider secrets, but the real key about it is you get to connect when they also give you good content, but when you're mingling amongst the people and you're hearing the conversations, you're hearing what's going on, those are the real key nuggets that you really gain from that. And Pam, you was very instrumental. You was like, okay, talk to this person. Here's another person. Maybe it's this person. And by the time it was overwhelming, it was actually kind of scary because
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, I've never been meeting these people that, you know, and just from different walks of life. It's not, you don't have a narrow focus, Pam, a broad perspective. And so with that comes expanding yourself as a person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first started when you first got me there, Pam, when I first started, you know, you were like, you got to do this, you got to do this. And I kept doing step by step, you know, just each step, not getting overwhelmed, but taking each step by the time as you brought me through it. And which led me to getting bold enough and more confident enough to really
mm-hmm.
do what's going now with single online seminars. I wouldn't have done that in the beginning.
Right, I know.
It took me each step to get there, and now we're like, okay, yeah, we're going to do this, and I got this going next, I got another brand.
Oh, now you got the videos that are so entertaining that I'm just cracking up.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, you are my new YouTube celebrity now, okay?
Well, it's,
but I'm telling you, but I'm you're not. It's not just me and Kim watching those YouTubes, okay? There's other people that are watching other TV stations, your local TV station, your national TV stations. That is 50% of all journalists and reporters and things are online, and they're looking. They're not out roving around in the car trying to find, oh, I wonder what I'm going to write about today. What kind of story am I going to do? They're looking online, and those are the things that I teach you in the PR boot camp to get in line, or you're going to get left behind.
Mm-hmm.
So
true.
That is good. That is good. Well, I am just thank both of you guys. I just want to summarize some of the things that the top book marketing strategies for 2010. Number one, I said, was creating a newsletter, viral newsletter, electronic newsletter, e-sign, whatever you want to call it. Just get it done. Get it going. Be open to interviews. Make sure that you're doing some Blog Talk Radio shows or some things that Ed, do you have your Blog Talk show going yet?
I've done the single line seminars, teleseminars, so I've been really
okay. So make sure that you're doing. But people need to hear you. The other thing is get endorsements. Get fabulous endorsements. If you read an author and you're really impressed, write that author, develop a relationship with that author, and then eventually you maybe can get that author to endorse your book. Or if develop relationships with other authors, I'm in the ChocolatePagesNetwork.com. That can work as well, or Twitter, Facebook, or wherever it is. Online video marketing, that's key. That's not just like, oh, okay, that's just for those folks. You have to do that. Create videos. I teach you how to do that in the PR boot camp. The other thing, teleseminars. You guys are doing it. I went to teleseminars, single online.
Seminars.
I want to say Christian seminars, but that'll, I guess that would be too long. But they
well,
can
the,
yeah.
The tag is online teleseminars with the Christian single in mind.
There you go. That's where I'm keep getting that up, and I kind of stop with that. But single online seminar.
Yep, SOS. Just think SOS.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. I needed that. SOS. That is good. Okay, single online seminar. There you go. I got it now. I will never forget it now. Now I've got that. And then the other thing is create products. You put your book. Make sure that you're doing all kind of electronic things or DVDs or that sort of thing. And the last thing is to get AWeber. PamPerry.AWeber.com. Get autoresponders going. Send out those sequential email messages. And then really build your list. Okay, because it's really about that. And then the three bonus things I said is to make sure that when you do have your blog, that you're importing your blog into your social media sites, that you're putting it in your NEEMS. If you don't have it in your NEEM, make sure you put in your RSS feed on your NEEM, put it in your Facebook, put it as a network blog, put it in your notes. The other thing is tweet your blog, and the other thing is invite guest bloggers, okay? That is, I think that's enough. So for Saturday, if people register for the PR Bootcamp by Saturday, they get 10 things for 2010. They get 5 free ebooks, okay, and they also get 5 MP3s. And each one of these things are going to be about internet marketing, and then they also get the 199 tech tools, okay. So all they have to do is go to PRBootcampOnline.eventbrite.com, PRBootcampOnline.com, PRBootcamp. Eventbrite.com and actually sign up for the PR Bootcamp, which starts on Tuesday, and actually goes for 4 weeks, and it's an hour, plus you get individual coaching, but it is group coaching as well. So you get those bonuses as well. But the main thing that I want people to really get is to know that you can't do it alone. If you want to win in 2010, you need a coach. And so one of the things a coach will do is give you those insider secrets and strategies and tell you to watch out for the blind side. Plug for the book. I love that movie. But really, you do need to do that, because that's one make the big difference. If you've been trying to do things and get the same thing, trying to get different results, we know what that's called. That's called insanity. So if you want to do something different, you do something different. You make that step. I started out that, you know, a lot of started out with this call that maybe you've been waiting on God to make a move, but God is waiting on you to stretch your faith. So you've got to make the move and, you know, have the success. Like Kim has, you can see her press kit there. I put the press kit where they can ask you. Kim, I know you saw that. I put your press kit out there. I guess
that's fine.
That's it, putting you out up. I'm putting you out there. You know, it's like you put it on blast. No.
Okay.
That was the actual kit. That was the actual kit that we used. It was one. I think it was the first one. Was it 2004 or 5?
And then 2005.
Five, and then we did the other one in 2006 when we had the new cover after you got with Kamani Press, which was a division of Poliquin. So that is the really the main thing, is that people can see what a press kit does, what it does need to look like, and how to make it really powerful. You know, and endorsements are part of it, fact sheets, an article. You know, you got to have a great bio. You know, you've got to have the sell sheet, you know, and pull it all together so that it's very professional and it's very easy for people to contact you. And you got to have a dynamic web. You know, so with that, I want to end that people can go and comment on Ed's blog at edhouston.com, and they can sign up to get his newsletter, and then also go to kimontheweb.com, sign up and follow her on Twitter and Facebook and that sort of thing, and actually sign up and get her newsletter and comment on her blog. I want people to create a community, all right? So those that are listening, I thank you for listening, but we just really want to get to know you a little bit better. We don't want it to always be a one-way conversation. We want it to make it two. So with that, I just thank you all for joining us. Make sure that you go to prbootcamponline.eventbrite.com. By Saturday, you get the 5 and 5, the 5 free ebooks, and the 5 MP3s. So you get the 10 free bonuses if you sign up by Saturday. Boot camp starts on Tuesday. So with that, no wimping and whining allowed. We're going to be talking about how to really kick it up a notch. So with that, thank you, Kim Brooks. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on, Pam.
All right. Always a pleasure. All right. Okay. Thank you. God bless. And so with that, also, too, you can go to Christian Book Buzz online and get the free publishing information from Essence Publishing. Make sure that you mention that Pam Perry sent you so that you qualify for all of their bonuses as well. And they'll send you a book on actually how to get everything done that you need to take your book to publication, okay? All righty, with that, I'm Pam Perry. I'm out of here, and it's late, and I got to go. Bye-bye.